Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the word spoken or read a moment ago with special reference to the one verse, He saved us by the washing of regeneration. I'd like to speak this morning about a cosmic change, the great experience, shattering experience, which has taken place in our lives. We're not inclined to be very much impressed with superlatives any longer. We're not inclined to be impressed with great cosmic catastrophes as they occur, because certainly in the imagination of people, we're accustomed to Star Wars and extraterrestrials and men from space and the like and the like. Science fiction gives us plenty of this. Likewise, in reality, in real life, we have experienced enough of these catastrophes, earth-shaking events, shattering experiences, as they come into our tube, even into our homes. And we experience them at least vicariously in that way, real events. Likewise, we can say that, we've perhaps all at some time or another already met somebody who has survived such an experience. I recall just a month or so ago, 6 weeks ago, talking to somebody who had survived the earthquake in Alaska in 1964. He was in a little tavern, the Bird's Nest, south of Anchorage, and he told, almost blasphemously told, about this event. And while I was thinking of this in my way home yesterday afternoon, a shattering event occurred in my own life. The rear window of my car, after some kind of a loud report, which almost made me deaf instantly, the rear window in my car was shattered in pieces. Mysterious thing. Well, those are all physicals. I'd like to speak about the spiritual shattering event, the real shakeup that has occurred. And we see, first of all, in this text what it is, and then the motives for sending it, for giving it to us. St. Paul puts it this way: He saved us by the washing of regeneration. Every Lutheran Christian, at least, confesses immediately, well, that's baptism. Go to the fourth chief part, and there the third part, the power of baptism, and this specific verse is quoted. According to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration. Our interest in this expression is in the word regeneration. And if you will pardon me, for I understand that we're not to use Hebrew or Greek words from the pulpit, yet the Hebrew word here is palingenesis. Palin means again, new, and genesis, a new genesis. That's what the etymology of the word at least suggests to us. It's one of the great words, only found twice in the New Testament, here and in Matthew 19. It was first used by the physical philosopher Democritus in the 5th century Athens. It was picked up later, especially by the Stoics. It was described by Plato, picked up by the Stoics, and carried by them through right to the time current with the Apostle Paul, as he is writing to young Titus on the island, to the church, the head of the church in the island of Crete. Palingenesis, it's that great cyclic change. It's that great change which takes place every 1,000 years. When this earth, so evil and so wicked, has to be burned up with that technic fire, has to be destroyed, animate and inanimate objects, and all the souls of the animate objects go back into the world soul, then there is a regeneration. And this is the precise word that is used. There is a regeneration when it's all reconstituted once again, it's set up, and a return to existence takes place, and the souls then are again assigned to different objects. Now, it is this word that was so common in the thinking of people, as I say, used by the Stoics, used also in the mystery religions, used by the Hermetic writers at this time, the time Paul is writing, used throughout the world. Everybody understood, at least every educated person understood, what this regeneration was. And it's this word which our Lord used to speak of the Messianic age, the great period of the resurrection in Matthew 19:28, which in the parallel account refers to in my kingdom, in the new kingdom. Paul uses this word to refer to the washing of regeneration, to holy baptism. He could hardly have chosen a more powerful, a more earth-shaking, shattering experience than to refer to baptism this way. And he tells us why. Remind them, he begins this section, and we recall what Gary just read a moment ago, that we were once fools, we were disobedient, we were deceived, we were enslaved to passions of all kinds, and to pleasures of various kinds, and so forth and so on. But here, a new genesis, a new beginning. Now, through this act, this washing of regeneration, together with the renewing of the Holy Spirit, now things have become new. The great turning point has taken place. Everything before is old. Everything in the future is now new. Everything spiritual has now begun through and as the result of the washing of regeneration. It's this great cosmic event which Peter, in 1 Peter 3, which Peter compares to the days of Noah, wherein 8 souls were saved, to the great flood which inundated this world, and now baptism also now saves us. There is nothing greater, and there's nothing more shattering that could have happened than when we were little infants or grown-ups, whatever age, when we were brought to that washing of regeneration. We are to appreciate it as such, and we are to draw from this, remind them to think about this every day, to recall their baptism. Remind them that through our baptism, you were justified by His grace, and you have become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I recall a number of years ago, Professor Dr. Martin Frontzman, I had a meeting with him at the Denver Convention, and in the course of an hour or so, how many times he referred to, and I thought of him as the greatest theologian in the world, I was converted or enlightened in his classes, how many times he referred to, but when I was a little child, I was baptized. He always went back to his baptism. Indeed, what a lesson for us to go back to that great cosmic change. And there is more to that. Here is a prescription to us how we too are to witness. In this last year, that word cross-cultural has come into our vocabulary on a regular basis. St. Paul, like St. John after him, is the great practitioner of that cross-cultural kind of witnessing. Here he takes an event which everybody is aware of, and he fills and he uses that word, and he shows how in the Christian religion, in Christian experience, this is something that really has happened to us, and we are to recall it, to remind ourselves of it each day. Hang that certificate or some kind of an emblem to that effect before our eyes so that we see it each day. A bumper sticker. There are all kinds of them in the parking lot. This is the best one that I've seen just last Saturday. We are acquainted with all the astrologies and all the signs, Sagittarius and Leo and Pisces and all the rest of them. And here the bumper sticker, but he follows Paul's principle precisely. I was born under the sign of, not one of these others, these Latin names, animals. I was born under the sign of the cross. Amen.